Congress finally appears ready to change the way billions of dollars in Homeland Security funds are distributed across the country. The program has been plagued by reports of controversial purchases and excessive red tape. Now the administration and key lawmakers agree that most of the money should go to those areas that face the greatest risk. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, there's still disagreement over where the risk is.
Right now, the federal government hands out Homeland Security funds using an old formula that's led to some seemingly odd results, like Wyoming getting almost $38 per capita in aid, while New York gets just over $5 per capita, or Missouri buying hazmat suits for all 13,000 law enforcement officers in the state, whether they need them or not. Yesterday, the Senate Homeland Security Committee agreed to change that formula so more of the money will go to areas that face the highest threat. Maine Republican Susan Collins chairs the committee.
I would note that I have learned, as I've often been told, that formula decisions are very complex and formula fights are never pretty.
And indeed, the committee's plan is the product of much compromise among senators from big states and small. The bill would lower the amount of aid that each state is guaranteed, but it still guarantees that each state gets a sizable share of the funds, which are used primarily to train and equip first responders. Senators said a minimum level of preparedness is needed throughout the country. Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman said targets can be found anywhere.
Minnesota's not a big state, but we have the Mall of America. It's the largest tourist attraction in the country. The so-called, some have called the 20th hijacker, Zachariah Massawi, was arrested in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Under the Senate plan, states would have to make a case for any additional funds they receive above the base amount, and the bill would provide more guidance on how the money is spent. But New Jersey Democrat Frank Lautenberg said states such as his face a much higher risk and shouldn't have to compete with less vulnerable areas. He noted that the bipartisan 9/11 Commission recommended that Homeland Security funds be distributed based solely on risk, and he offered an amendment to include that recommendation in the bill.
Members of sit around this table are either committed to the 9/11 report, including that specific thing, or they're not. Pretty simple. The vote's straightforward.
The vote was also 15-1 against the amendment. A number of senators said they know the legislation isn't perfect, but that it's probably the best they can get, given that no senator wants his or her state to lose money. New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici said the proposed changes are at least better than the current system.
What we've got going in this country is a giant piggy bank. And I can tell you, first of all, there's a huge amount of the money we've appropriated isn't being spent. And I think you know that. It's being accumulated out there. They don't know what to do with it. The whole thing is a mess.
And in fact, that seems to be where everyone is in at least some agreement. The Bush administration has also proposed redirecting more funds to high-risk areas, even more so than in the Senate bill. And the House Homeland Security Committee is also expected to pass legislation next week that would make most of the funding risk-based. Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff testified before the House committee. He said the administration has a new national preparedness plan to help states and localities figure out what equipment is needed most to help them deal with a terrorist attack. He also said the aid program has gotten a bad rap, with so many reports about purchases that on the surface appear to be frivolous.
You know, here's a shiny new hazmat truck at the town of X, without bothering to tell you that X covers really five counties, and that's what the deal is. So we want to be disciplined with them. We think the preparedness documents are going to help them, but we also want to be fair to them.
Chertoff said other reports that a lot of the money has yet to be spent are also misleading. He said that 96% of the money has been obligated, even if the final checks haven't been written. That's because states have to buy the equipment first and then get reimbursed by the federal government. Lawmakers would like to streamline that process. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.